USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The defense has wrapped up for the weekend in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. White House counsel Pat Cipollone says the president has done nothing wrong. The prosecution wrapped up its case last night, saying the president tried to pressure Ukraine to meddle in the next election for his benefit in the exchange for the release of military aid. Cipollone says the opposite is true.
For all their talk about election interference, that they're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history, and we can't allow that to happen.
In response, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's legal team did something they did not intend by making a compelling argument for calling witnesses and entering documents into evidence in the Senate trial after claiming there were no eyewitnesses. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Turkey says the death toll has increased to 22 people after an earthquake in the eastern part of the country. The 6.7 magnitude quake struck on Friday evening and it downed at least 10 buildings. According to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Authority, rescuers pulled at least 42 people from the damaged, collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Authority said over 1,000 people were injured, and rescue operations are underway in the wreckage of three more buildings. Police say a woman shot and killed a retired Illinois state trooper and also wounded two other officers before shooting herself at a cigar bar in Chicago on Friday night. State Police Director Brian Kelly.
Retired Trooper Reeves succumbed to his injuries at a local area hospital. Trooper Caton Bullock and retired Special Agent Lloyd Graham are both currently hospitalized in stable condition after sustaining serious injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Friday, President Trump spoke to anti-abortion activists, saying, "I am fighting for you." USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
President Trump became the first sitting president on Friday to attend the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. Trump tells Fox News why he wanted to speak at the rally.
A lot of groups are under siege in our country, and they have been for a long time before I got here. You know what was happening. Things are changing too rapidly and not good. And so I saw them. They wanted me to make a tape that they play, and I've done it for 3 years now. And I said, you know, I'm in Washington. Maybe I'll just, instead of making a tape, I'll go over it. Now, I didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal, but they have a lot of people out there. And it turned out to be very successful, their most successful one by far.
Residents and officials throughout Spain are struggling to grapple with the destruction that the storm Gloria has left. The battered country is now scrambling to clean up the mess and is facing damaged railroads and collapsed bridges. Spain's prime minister did a flyover of the impacted areas of eastern Spain on Friday to assess the situation. Over 10,000 homes remain without power, and around 600 residents in Catalonia were forced to evacuate on Wednesday. In other areas of the country, heavy snowfall left some places completely cut off from assistance. Authorities say the death toll is up to 13, with at least four others still missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.